And Treasury's Special Master for Compensation, Kenneth Feinberg, joins us. Now, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Mr. Feinberg, do you have buy-in from these seven firms? The Wall Street Journal today was quoting an executive saying the restrictions were clearly much worse than what had been anticipated.
You'll have to ask them. I think that we went through a five-month process, which was extremely cooperative. And hopefully they're on board. And if not, they have a right to appeal and come back to me if they so desire.
Well, how do you decide in this process which companies get more generous pay packages? Because it looks like there are pretty wide disparities both among firms and within firms themselves. I mean, if you look at AIG and the trading unit, no employee is supposed to get more than $200,000 in pay. But you did approve a package earlier this year for AIG's CEO that's worth $7 million a year. How do you explain that?
You explain that by looking at the statute and balancing exactly the competing considerations. On the one hand, we must get somebody on board who had nothing to do with AIG's problems. We have to find a CEO who can come in laterally and right the ship so that the taxpayer can get her and his money back. We looked at the data. We looked at all of the empirical information about what a CEO should be compensated at what levels. And we concluded that getting Robert Ben-Moshe, a nationally recognized expert in insurance, to come in laterally and right the ship was something very, very important. In all of these cases, we examined both the empirical data and the anecdotal information that would help us try and conclude, balancing the statutory provisions, what is the correct total compensation package.
What about contracts that employees would have signed at these firms, presumably including numbers for compensation and bonuses that have now been thrown out? Won't this be fought in court? Aren't you expecting to see lots of employees suing over this?
No, surprisingly, you raise a very interesting question. If contracts for compensation were entered into before the law was enacted, creating the special master, and if those contracts are valid, I am obligated under the law to enforce those contracts. What I found out, however, is that in almost every case, the companies voluntarily agreed to roll those contractual obligations forward into my 2009 salary packages, and they did not seek to enforce those old contracts.
When you look at these numbers, the average number that's being tossed out about how much pay is being cut, we see anything from like 50% to 90%. But it seems that that is skewed in part by some packages that were just way off the scale, really exorbitant, like the $100 million bonus that was intended for Andrew Hall, the trader at Citigroup. How much really are salaries being cut if you take off the extremes?
Well, obviously, the extremes do skew the numbers somewhat. But I do think that one of the critical aspects of what I tried to do was to vastly diminish the amount of guaranteed cash salary that would be paid these top officials and instead require that these officials buy into stock that they must hold for a number of years before they can cash out. And if that stock is going to be valuable for them, then the overall performance of the company will have to improve, and that is certainly my goal here.
Just one last question here. There has been, Mr. Feinberg, such intense public outrage over these huge pay packages for these companies and executives. Do you think that this plan is enough to really dampen that anger, or will people say pretty much business as usual on Wall Street?
Well, I hope they won't see it as business as usual. I am very, very sensitive and sympathetic to that public outrage. It's real. It's legitimate. My only reaction is to say that I think what I've tried to do is to balance that outrage with the absolute priority to find a way to get these companies back on their feet so that they repay what they owe the taxpayer. And that is clearly my number one priority.
Kenneth Feinberg, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kenneth Feinberg is the Treasury Department's Special Master for Compensation.